Across New Orleans's devastated neighborhoods, there is widespread sentiment that the city and its victims have been forgotten.
It's 6 months since the storm, and more should be happening. You know, it's 6 months. I mean, you look around you, look at the houses, look at the streets, look at the city. They're still not getting the message. I think we're starting to be forgotten about.
Homeowner Al Hardowin got a government-funded trailer to live in 3 weeks ago and hopes to move back into his home in a year. He is one of the lucky ones whose house will not have to be torn down. Others weren't as lucky. Thousands of families had to move out of hotel rooms in New Orleans after government funds ran out. Kenneth Alfrey, a construction worker, was helping to rebuild his hometown. But now, with no place to stay, he's leaving.
They keep saying they want the city rebuilt. And how are you going to rebuild a city and you're sending all your workers? All the workers got to leave again.
Families are being offered 18 months of rental assistance, which could be used to extend their hotel stay. But many say they have not received the money, or it is not enough. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin continues to be highly critical of the federal response.
I've gone past the point of being upset. I think the truth is coming out now, and we needed help, and we just did not get the time to help.
Despite the problems, there are many signs New Orleans is springing back to life. The Superdome Sports Stadium, which held thousands of evacuees during Hurricane Katrina, is in the process of being repaired. Although most hospitals remain closed, one of the city's biggest medical centers is now taking in patients. On the waterfront, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is working hard to restore the levees in New Orleans before the hurricane season begins in 3 months. Restaurants are reviving. The convention center, along with one of the city's largest casinos, just reopened, luring back tourists. And although the crowds are much smaller than in past years, spectators such as Barbie Court are in the famous French Quarter taking part in Mardi Gras, an annual festival before the Christian fast of Lent.
It helps to send a message out there that we're rebuilding, we're coming back, and the city, it's a tradition of the city. It's very important. I mean, this is a very traditional city, and I think it's important to keep the tradition.
It will take enormous amounts of money to bring the city back. Recently, Louisiana's governor, Kathleen Blanco, detailed the state's first comprehensive plan to provide assistance for ruined homes. But it will not be enough and depends on billions more federal dollars being approved by Congress. While many say it is helpful government officials are investigating what went wrong during Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans resident Linda Anderson is more concerned about the future.
I think if they want to make a game plan to make people comfortable, then I think they need to be looking ahead. It's all right to look back, but I think they need to be working right now.
And if the past 6 months are any gauge, it will take everyone a long time to put New Orleans back together again. Deborah Block, VOA News.